Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, this is still a new winter, Cults and Culture, but myself and Dan have released a comedy podcast called On the Record with Des and Jeff, where each episode we take a different album and we talk about it. And it's totally improvised, as you will probably be able to tell. And so here I've put on the second episode where we discuss Michael Jackson's Thriller album. So give it a listen, and I'll put all the links in the description. So if you can subscribe, the first three episodes are up now. We'll be doing them weekly, and yeah, enjoy. This episode of On The Record is sponsored by Ahoy Keys. The best key for your door. It can open pretty much any door in your house with an Ahoy key, and pretty much any door that you need to get into. That's right, an Ahoy key will work on almost all doors, making sure that you can lock and unlock the doors necessary to keep you and your family secure. Ahoy Keys. There's no better way. There's nothing more keyer. There's nothing more key than a key. The key message is keys. So, hello everyone, on the record here, and it's me, Des, and I'm with Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, on the record.
On the record.
Because I just to explain to the listeners, I suggested this name, and I mean, you've gone with it. I came up with it, and I think it's a really good name for the show because obviously we're talking on the record.
Yeah, we're recording it.
We're going on the record as well, exactly. But
but I'm pressing on. I'm recording. I'm pressing on the record.
We're going on the record. And, you know, we're not going to sit on the fence. We're bringing some hard-nosed, some opinions to some of these records. And I think you're going to see a lot of sacred cows being slain.
Yeah. So on the record with Des and Jeff. And today we're going to be talking about Michael Jackson's Thriller. It's quite the thrill, don't you think?
Woo!
Don't do that, Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
So this was one of the finest Michael Jackson, star of our time, really, star of a generation. I think he's never looked sexier than on this cover.
Another animal cover. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't suggest anything like we found last week with the Beach Boys.
What do you mean, another animal cover?
Well, he's got the little tiger on his lap, got his legs spread akimbo. I'm sure it's all innocent and, you know, unlike the Beach Boys, he probably hasn't got any skeletons in his closet.
He's got a tiger on his lap.
Yeah. Obviously, if you just look at the artwork on Spotify or something, you won't get the full effect that you get from owning an original gatefold LP.
I think you're thinking of the Ricky Gervais.
Michael Jackson.
But Ricky Gervais has a tiger on his lap.
Who's Ricky?
The comedian, Ricky Gervais.
Was he in 10cc?
Here's the Michael Jackson cover.
I've seen a few of his DVDs by the way, if you come into the Oxfam, you can get three DVDs for $99.
No one wants to hear about your Oxfam. Okay, nobody wants to hear it.
It's a good, because DVDs, that was 1999 when it came out. I don't mean the year, I mean the price.
Of what?
Ricky Gervais DVD. Now you get three for 99p. So just saying, Oxfam, if you're a Ricky Gervais fan. I don't know why we're even talking about this. I thought we were talking about music. Michael Jackson's Thriller, one of the best-selling albums of all time. And he has got a tiger on his lap. If you buy a proper LP, go in your Oxfam, dig through the racks. Don't just look it up on Tindle or just get out there, get yourself a copy.
What are you saying?
It's a great album. It deserves to be played on vinyl, enjoyed on vinyl.
You just want people to look at the back of it. But that's got nothing to do with the sound. It's got nothing to do with the music.
Well, let's talk about the music. What are your favourite songs on Thriller?
My favourite song on Thriller is Thriller.
I mean, it's an obvious choice. It's good. Don't get me wrong.
All the songs on it pale in comparison to Thriller.
I mean, it's a bit of a novelty. It's got Vincent Price on it, hasn't it?
It's got all the prices. But, I mean, the price is right.
Yeah, well, three for 99p. But Billie Jean, what about Billie Jean? Billie Jean. Classic song about underage abortion.
Oh, the song. Yeah, so what about that song? It's great. It's an amazing song because Michael Jackson did it. And, you know, I love all the songs, including, you know, like this one here, which has, I'm just, you know, trying to find.
Which one?
Wannabe Starting Something.
You love Wannabe Starting Something?
Yeah, Wannabe Starting Something. You know, he's really, what he's talking about there is, you know, trying to write a book or something, isn't it? It's just the first track of the album. So he wants to start the album. Let him get on with it.
Yeah. It's all about the frustration of being an inspired artist, but having to deal with all these other things at the peak of his fame. You know, he's got his brothers knocking his door down. Come on, Michael, we need another Jackson's album. So just let me get on with my solo career.
I want to be starting something.
Yeah. Vegetables. Also famously about vegetables.
That's not on the track list.
Sings I'm a vegetable.
I'm a vegetable?
I'm a vegetable.
Courgette?
Yeah, courgette. A stick of celery, maybe.
And the next couple of tracks, Baby Be Mine. So Baby Be Mine. And then The Girl Is Mine. So he's really showing an evolution in the songs there, going from track two to track three. The baby's turned into a woman.
Yeah, sadly, a development that wasn't reflecting in his real life love interests.
I mean, the actual full title of the song is The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney. So they're sharing. I mean, as we know, you know, he was in the Rolling Stones, one of the biggest bands of all time.
That's true. And he probably put a chocolate bar in someone, and maybe Michael was there to attend.
And then that ends with quite the thrill, which is Thriller. So you see the journey that this album is going on. Already.
Yeah, I've never picked up on this before, actually. This is the insight that we're bringing to On The Record.
And then what do you do after such a thrill? You beat one off. You beat it.
Yeah. One of the most electrifying songs in all of pop.
Mm. And then when you jizz in your jeans, Billie Jean. That's what he's calling it when you ejaculate inside your trousers. It's called
or an
Billie
underage
Jean.
Girl.
Sorry?
I think the song is he's ejaculated into an underage girl.
Right.
And now he's saying, that was
not my
me.
Jeans.
I didn't do that.
It was in my jeans. Here are my jeans, my Billie Jeans. Not in the girl, they were in my jeans. By the next song, he's put up his hands. He's gone, hey, it's human nature. Human nature, boys.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great album artist. People think of him as a singles artist, but this really shows, you know, the whole album, it hangs together. There's that narrative, and only the king of pop
can do that.
Can bring us something like that.
Well, and they're like, Michael, why'd you do it? That's obviously the question that people would say after that. And he was just like, it's just a PYT, motherfucker.
Just, yeah.
It's a pretty young thing.
I always thought it was a pretty yummy track. To close the album.
Yeah, but it doesn't close the album either. Why do you keep getting these things wrong?
What? Are you...
Do your research.
What's the next song?
Next one, she's grown up. She's a pretty young thing. She's the lady of my life.
That must be a bonus track. track because that's not...
This is what it says on Wikipedia, which is the ultimate resource for everything.
Yeah.
The Lady in My Life is the last track. But Michael Jackson's Thriller. How many spins?
I've probably played it maybe 100 times, but I think the most spins that we're allowed to give is 5 now. So it has to be 5 spins because that's the closest to 100 that I can get.
Yeah, well, I would give probably 100 spins. The problem being is that...
But...
Well, now, hold on. Let me finish.
Because...
No, well, hold on. Because the problem is that it's my wife's favourite... My ex-wife's favourite album. And that's why it holds a special place in my heart and then her heart. And now with her and, you know, the whoever she's seeing now's heart. And it's got me confused. Okay, so I'm giving it a spin.
One spin.
I'd give it 100. Give it 100.
Yeah, but you can't.
I'd give it 100. 100. But this is how much. One spin. My ex-wife ruined it.
So that I mean, because you could give it 5. But
why are you arguing with me? I'm just going to give it. Why are you trying to change my opinion?
Because you said 100. And then...
Yeah, and I'm saying 1.
5 is close.
I'll give it 1. Forget everything I just... Forget it.
Well, I give it 1 as well.
Why do you give it 1?
Well, because 100...
Yeah.
But I can't give it 100, so just take the zeros off.
Yeah, but you wanted it... Yeah, but you gave it... You're giving it 5 spins.
I give it 1. We need to figure out this rating scale.
Right, well, thank you for listening. Sponsored by... Ahoy Keys, get the key, get the secret. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.